And Kathy Dawes-Nell, along with former Governor John Carlin. I know you also teach a class or two at Kansas State University, so we do want to mention that. And, well, next week, the legislature comes back, and there's a lot of things to be done before they wrap things up. I don't know, late May, early June. You know, I don't know how long they'll go.
I suspect it'll certainly get close to June.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to do. And it's not surprising that we're down to this. I think if you look back at history, it's pretty typical that the major issues are put off, given more time. The Founding Fathers intentionally made the system complicated because they didn't want a legislative body to easily make change. They wanted to make it more difficult, and they certainly it's worked out that way. And it means the major issues take more time, get kicked down. They interrelate. They connect. All the school issues connect, obviously, directly with the budget. All the things going on Medicaid and the concerns about the highways and so forth, it's all part of the big system of state government and its relationship to the needs of the people.
And I know, Chris, this has to be fascinating for you as an observer. I mean, you've been there. You've done that. And just, I mean, some of your thoughts about the current, I mean, there's a lot of vetoing going on and a lot of concerns with the legislature. You know, they're trying to come up with a budget, with a tax plan. There's just so many factors involved. And it's interesting from a historical perspective, but worrisome maybe? I don't know.
Well, the issue we have now, I think, can be summed up with the governor being at a very extreme conservative direction, and the majority of the legislature is much more moderate, certainly not liberal, but I mean they're more consistent with the past, where we may have had differences, but we always worked out what was best for the state, and today they're just at loggerheads, and it's difficult to, you know, two-thirds is a lot more than just 50 plus one vote. Consequently, what I meant by that, 50% plus one versus two-thirds. The House is close to the capacity to override some of these differences with the governor. But the Senate might be able to, but it seems to be a short one or two votes.
Sometimes it's kind of hard. I mean, you have the perspective of several years and knowing what has happened in times past, but has it been an unusual session from your perspective? I mean, compared to other things that you've seen through the years.
Well, it's been unusual in two ways. One, what I just mentioned, the big divide between the philosophy of the governor and his direction and the majority of the legislature. The other thing that makes this unique is that there are so many big issues. I mean, there are always issues. There are always things of importance. But when you're talking about the future of public education in Kansas, when you're talking about whether we're going to take care of our infrastructure, if we're going to fund basic things in government at a level that citizens, I think, would be comfortable with, and throw on top of that Medicaid expansion and a number of other issues of importance. You know, we've got serious budget problems that are going to have to be dealt with revenue. Revenue increases mean tax increases, and that is another component on top of all these other things.
I know you hear all the kinds of numbers floating around out there. I know this latest forecast was a little more optimistic, but, I mean, it was approaching $1 billion. I mean, when you talk about that much money, it's hard to get your arms around a concept like that.
Yeah, the numbers are really big when I think back to the numbers I dealt with. Certainly inflation, you know, we have a larger population today than we had in my time. And so it's understandable. It's also, you know, the federal government has backed away from over the years of supporting some things and put more pressure on the state to step up and fill in some gaps. And so it doesn't surprise me that the legislature has real challenges. And the ultimate challenge, of course, is getting something done despite the governor's opposition.
Well, and then you get down to the local level. I know we just had Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee. I don't think she'd mind me saying I sense frustration in a lot of what she had to say today on so many different levels of things that they're trying to do and trying to get funding to just continue to keep the county going the way it should. But you're seeing that really statewide, I think. There's a lot of folks out there pretty concerned.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, this Medicaid issue, hospitals, I mean, St. Francis closing in Topeka. I'm told there are at least a half a dozen or more more rural hospitals that are on the brink of closing. And for those rural communities, losing the hospital is parallel to losing a school system. That's where your major employment is. It's what still holds the community together. It makes it possible for people willing to stay in the community. If there's hospital access of ease, you lose that. And the reality is, you just look to Independence, Kansas. I mean, they went through it. They lost it. They have no hospital. And so this is not a political discussion where one side is trying to hype the issue of a closures of hospitals. It's reality. I know I had a visit with my heart doctor in Topeka, who was at St. Francis just last week, and he was telling about the impact on folks he takes care of for not having that Medicaid expansion that other states have taken advantage of and used Kansas tax dollars paid to the federal government to fund it for other states, but for us to refuse to accept doesn't make any sense.
Any predictions? I'm feeling tension and frustration amongst so many different folks right now. But any predictions? What's going to happen?
At this point, I want to remain optimistic because I, I've been around a long time, watched it, was a part of it. The challenges have always, to some degree, been there. As I said earlier, the fact that it's coming down to later in this calendar doesn't surprise me. One thing that gives me hope is that we elected a lot of new legislators in November of 2016, as well as the primary in August. I've been told by many folks that have been around that Capitol rail on the second and third floor many times, many years, that the environment is much better legislatively in Topeka. It's people are more open to, listening to each other. I was in Wichita yesterday and had a chance to visit with Senator Lynn Rogers, one of the new legislators. And he was telling me how he openly and comfortably communicates with the new Republican senators and how they're able to, talk back and forth. And it's been a while since we had any of that kind of environment. It's always been so hostile and negative. So that gives me hope now that I'm not changing in terms of what I said earlier. The challenges are huge.
Well, I can tell you kind of have our listeners can't see you, but you kind of have a little bit of a smile on your face. I mean,
you seem
to have an optimistic attitude.
I want to remain that way. There's a lot of talent in the legislature today, and I think, if we had more cooperation with the second floor, these things would be solved, absolutely.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now about 9:46. We do want to remind our listeners again, phone lines, as always, are open. If you'd like to chat with the former Kansas Governor, John Carlin, 537-1350, toll-free. 866-776-1350. And just happened to read an article, I think, that you were a part of, and Truth is Essential to Democracy. It's a blog. We'll kind of talk about that a little bit. That looked interesting also. You're listening to In Focus.
Cayman Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at colberthills.com.
You're going through your day-to-day life, work, school,